In agricultural news, the fiscal cliff package approved by Congress and headed for President Barack Obama's signature includes a one-year extension of most agricultural policies that were in effect under the 2008 Farm Bill, with some exceptions. The agreement includes a one-year extension through September of 2013 of the 2008 Farm Bill, minus the Supplemental Revenue Assistance Program. The agreement does include direct payments for 2013 crops. It does not include language for a controversial new dairy gross margin supply management program, but instead extends the milk income loss contract program through next September. Senate Agriculture Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow said the provisions amounted to Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's farm bill and added that while she voted for the overall agreement, she is, quote, not happy with what was done to agriculture. Stabenow blamed House Speaker John Boehner for getting to the point where an extension was the only option. One of the reasons Boehner has balked at bringing up a farm bill is disagreement within his caucus over how much money should be cut from food stamps, which make up roughly 80% of the half-trillion-dollar bill's cost over 5 years. Stabenow and her House counterpart, Representative Frank Lucas, now have until next September to draft legislation to replace the extended 2008 Farm Bill. There are indications that a new Farm Bill might be ready for floor consideration in both chambers before summer. Early reaction to the one-year Farm Bill extension was mostly negative. National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson accused Congress of leaving rural America out in the cold. Johnson said the extension amounts to a short-sighted temporary fix that ultimately provides inadequate solutions. Johnson added that the bill does not provide mandatory funding for the energy title, specialty crops, and organic provisions. American Farmland Trust called the decision to extend the current farm bill a missed opportunity, and the National Association of Wheat Growers also expressed concern for the one-year farm bill extension, saying the extension is not ideal and that there are serious questions about the implications of automatic spending cuts known as sequester, which are now postponed. And that's a look at today's agricultural news.